The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
What up, fuckers? It's Christina Hutchinson.
And Corinne Fisher. You are about to listen to an episode of Guys We Fucked, the anti-slut shaming podcast. Today, our guest is comedian and disability mental health advocate Pamela Schuler. We talk about a lot of stuff that she's been through. We talk about
Tourette's,
the usage of the phrase little person, mm-hmm. what it means to be a little person, how you get around the world.
Gaining weight, losing weight.
Yes. And just kind of figuring yourself out and then also going in and out of dating. For the full episode of this Pamela Schuler, guys, I'm so tired, guys. You can subscribe to the Luminary channel on Apple Podcasts and go to apple.co/GWF. Again, that's apple.co/GWF.
When you were a child, you said you had Tourette's so bad that you broke your neck.
Yeah. So at one point, I had worst diagnosis. Diagnosed case of Tourette's any doctor had ever seen.
Congratulations.
That's like waiting
you're number
for my
one.
You're number one.
I won.
Truly. Yeah, if you're gonna have Tourette's, have the best Tourette's.
That's how I feel. Mm-hmm.
So what is Tourette's for people who just associate it with like a movie character in a comedy saying a curse word?
People think that we just yell bad words, which I do, but for fun. That is like not,
not but associated.
So you technically could kind of start
like
yelling
if you wanted, though.
I have a say whatever you want and not get in trouble card.
That's pretty cool.
So...
I love that.
It's the best.
How so many sketch ideas in my head.
It's the best. So it's a neurological disorder, and it means that I do movements and noises that I cannot control, called mm-hmm. tics, but not T-I-C-K-S. Sometimes I'll be like, I have tics, and people think I have bugs.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah, people are really dumb.
Yeah, because I was like, I have a couple tics from obsessive compulsive disorder, too.
I also have OCD.
Yeah, because I was like, I see your tics, and then I was like, they're also like, I know. It's going to set off my, I feel my eye twitching, and I'm like,
so sorry.
No, it's funny.
Are tics contagious, meaning if you have them?
I didn't realize tics are like a yawn. Oh, I guess I haven't.
It's the best. I went to Tourette's camp.
Wait, what are your tics?
Your
eye twitch?
Yeah, my eye twitches. And
I thought it's because you're tired.
A little like that. It's exacerbated when I'm tired.
Oh.
But yeah, kids in school used to be like, do you have Tourette's? And I was like, no. And I thought it was just like
perfect.
A quirky thing. And then I realized it was associated with obsessive compulsive disorder.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. They work together. But yeah. Not everyone with OCD has Tourette's.
Right.
But like I went to Tourette's camp and it was a gift.
What activities can you do in Tourette's camp that are like team activities?
Well, we did everything pretty normally. It was just like kids were barking. And also because our tics mimic each other, one person would like, you know, throw a hand up and then the next person would like throw a hand up. And then I would like do a jazz square. And like it was constantly like accidental choreograph.
I was going to say, so it's like one of those, what are they called? Those groups,
synchronized swimming?
Yes.
No, but it's like all of a sudden everybody breaks out in the same dance in public. Remember those videos?
Flash mob.
Yes.
No. The worst way to propose like to your fucking girlfriends. Oh my God.
Terrible way to
propose. I would go to Tourette's camp, never be caught dead in a flash mob. So. Yeah.
Good for you,
Thank
Pamela.
You. I've got standards.
You're one of the good ones.
So that is a normal thing for someone's tic to induce someone else's tic?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
I think that's like pretty normal. Yeah, yeah.
Because I was like, wow, I don't remember. But it's like, I guess I'm not around that many people. I would think more people have tics considering how many people in comedy have OCD, but I don't really notice that.
I diagnose people all the time in my head.
Oh. Ooh, let's talk about that off air. Hot juicy goss. How did you, how old were you when you went to Tourette's camp?
Like middle school. And then I like got shipped away to weird kid boarding school, which was not for kids with like Tourette's or disabilities, but we were all weird. So it felt like round the clock Tourette's camp.
What weird? What are we talking? Weird how? There's a lot of, as weird as a blanket term.
That's like the best way I can describe it. It was like weird. It was for artsy kids who don't fit into a box.
That's also how I describe the Kesha cruise. I'm like, it was just weird. You got to be there. It's not a normal time.
I want to hear all about that. I want to live that.
Do you like being around other like weird people? But yeah. I guess when you call yourselves weird.
Yeah. I like anyone who like is a little off.
Yeah.
My favorite people.
Oh, that's
people.
The best. Yeah.
I have a couple men for you.
Yes, please.
Wait. middle school is when you make out, right? You're making out in middle school.
I was not.
Okay, because I was going to say.
I wasn't really either.
I was home barking.
I mean, that also, that is sexual to some people.
I was going to say, there's a guy that would be like, where is this woman?
Puppy play.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I wasn't. I was prude and home and just like, my Tourette's was so severe, I was like using a wheelchair because I broke my neck from Tourette's.
Yeah, how did you break your neck?
I threw my head back so hard and so many times. One of the bone went into my skull and shattered.
Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Oh.
I'm okay now.
How do you, I mean,
but
that's like.
That could have been real bad.
It was. I was in and out. I was out of school for almost 2 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes, now, how is your mental state during all of this?
I was so depressed and suicidal and all of the things, and which is why at this point in my life I care about like valuing differences, mental health, and comedy.
Oh.
Those are my things.
Wow, right. You really fucking turned it around. Because I was going to say, kids are dicks, just in general.
Here's the thing. Adults were worse. Kids isolated me.
Well, because they were the reason why some of those kids were dicks.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's true. Kids isolated me, but it was the adults that said awful things that like, I have this like one woman show of comedy and storytelling that I do for a living. And I remember the woman in charge of all of the kids with disabilities at my school. That was her job. She sat my mom and I down and she said, kids with disabilities, kids like Pam, don't get A's or B's, they don't get into college, and they don't get invited to hang out at the mall.
Not with that attitude.
And if you lower
your
expectations now, it'll be easier in the future.
That's like a real thing she said.
Yeah.
Word for word.
That's hurtful. I would have laughed.
We have it recorded because
that's insane.
I was legally allowed to record my classes because to this day my Tourette's is severe, so I don't use pen and pencil, but I type so quickly. Mm-hmm. So at that point I was allowed to record everything. So we sued my school system.
Did you win? Yeah, I did.
Yes.
Yeah. Wait, did she know she was being recorded and
Mike's
still said that?
Yeah,
up.
But I think she forgot because I had the recorder with me at all times for
crafty,
every class.
Crafty.
Yeah.
Right.
And
like
legally
it.
You can't record someone without their consent, at least back then.
But you could.
But because it was in my IEP.
Unless you have Tourette's. Yeah.
So Tourette's for the win again.
That makes me so happy. 10 out of 10.
It's so weird to me because in my school, any kids who with disabilities, like even if it was fake, everyone was like extra nice to them. There was like a kid in a wheelchair, little person. Everyone, those kids were like,
My school was not
raised up like they were royalty.
Oh,
that's
good.
I mean, to the point where it was almost patronizing.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
But it was, at least it was like.
We call that inspiration porn. Yeah, yeah.
Like, but I was like, but like all these stories of like people being mean to like a kid in a wheelchair or something. I'm like, you're just like, what is this, South Park?
Yeah,
like, it's weird.
I love the South Park.
It wasn't even that,
about
yeah.
Tourette's, but yeah, I think it was like I was isolated. I just like didn't really have friends. And I think some of that was me.
Yeah.
Like I was depressed and struggling and I hadn't found my sense of humor yet.
Well, and there was no role model or somebody to look up to say at this point yet. Because if the person that was in charge of students with disabilities at your school is saying what she said to you, you have no one to look up to.
But that quote that she said, I used it to get into undergrad. And then I also think that was
I wrote about
it for my master's program too.
Perfect. There you go.
That's great. Yeah. You got to turn it around. You got to use it for how can I take this and use it to my advantage?
Yeah.
Right. So I would love to go back to Tourette's camp and ask, like, what kind of stuff did they do? Because Tourette's is Tourette's something that you can say, let's do these like exercises for your nervous system so it'll calm it down?
So everyone's different. Like my case, it might be. So my favorite, this is not totally Tourette's camp related, but for years and years and years when I was severe, like seriously overweight, people would always say, if you worked out, I bet your Tourette's would calm down.
Oh,
and I think that's the case with anyone when you're overweight. They'll be like, you'll go in for an ear infection.
Oh,
and they'll be like, well,
change.
If you lost weight. And you're like, nope, unless it's fat in my ear, I don't think that's the issue.
Right.
And I then like got healthy and no, going to the gym doesn't help my Tourette's at all. So I like, it helps like my mental health.
Right.
And
right.
My mental health, if I keep that in check, helps Tourette's.
Yeah, because the only thing I can think of that actually has like scientific backing is it's not weight, it's sugar as far as, you know, because
hyper.
Sugar is linked to autism.
There are things that I avoid food-wise.
Right.
So I don't do aspartame because I did my own little study and that definitely affects Tourette's.
Okay, interesting.
I try not to eat processed foods.
Yeah, that kind of
like
stuff. Because that was in the magic pill they were talking about. That you watched that, right?
Yes. Shit, okay.
But Tourette's camp, I mean, I think that was the only place I had a shot at really hooking up when I was a kid. I wish I would have gotten more. I wish I would have really doubled down there because
feels like it could be like very dangerous to have Tourette's and like give a blowjob.
Oh, I was gonna say fingering with Tourette's,
doing anything. I once tried to make out with a guy with cerebral palsy, and it was like licking a melting popsicle in the middle of an earthquake. Like the fact that either of us
that's a merch. That's merch, Pamela.
Oh my god.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my god. That's wow. Yeah, wow. Yeah. And then there's this weird thing of you're getting treated one way by other people who just don't fucking get it. It's so fucking disrespectful.
No, people
to
this day talk down. Like a few weeks ago, I am on the road full time, but I was here and my Tourette's was very noticeable. Some days it's very noticeable. And I went to a large department store in New York City and I was like ticking up a storm and I had to, right, just like living my life.
What do your ticks look like?
It different all the time. But when they're more noticeable, it's like a lot of like wiggling my shoulders, making funny faces. I'll like do a lot of this.
Yeah.
It depends on the day.
Yeah.
But what you see now is like usually kind of where it is, which is I might wink at you a little bit. Which, by the way, when I
ask me out to dinner first.
I know, right? When I wink at men, they assume I'm hitting at them. And when I wink at women, they ask if I'm okay. And I think that tells you everything you need to know.
Yeah. There's women like, blink if you're okay. Yeah. Blink if you need help.
But I was in line to, and I was like going to spend money. I was in line to buy some new jewelry. And I get to the front and I'm ticking. And the person at the like register looked at the person behind me and said, "Is she with you?"
Oh,
and I was like,
God.
"No, I'm with me."
and then
she said, "You know that things here cost money." And I
are you fucking kidding me?
Walked out.
Can you?
I walked out.
I think it's the store on my street, and I would love to go there.
I'm gonna have a pretty woman moment and go back and be like, "Big mistake, huge." Do you work on commission?
That's so nuts. I used to work at that store. Wow, I'll tell you some stuff. But that's crazy. And also, like, I mean, having a tick, people should know about that
by now.
But it's not the craziest thing in the world.
In New York City, I see like in my neighborhood, I walk around all the time because I have a dog. So there are several people in my neighborhood with ticks, and I know them but I'm like, that's a tick. That's a Tourette's tick.
Most people at some point in their life have a tick. We don't all have Tourette's.
Oh, my first boyfriend did this thing where he pulled his shirt, and my mom surmised that meant that you couldn't trust him, and she was right, but I was like, that doesn't have anything to do with
it. Maybe not because of Tourette's.
Yeah, but he would do this, like he would pull on his shirt all the time, yeah.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Getting stuff off your chest is incredible. It's so therapeutic. We all carry around different stressors. Some of them are big, some of them are small, a lot of them are very big. But we keep them bottled up and it could start affecting us negatively. And then we act like a jerk to the people we love. And we're like, this is not how I want to be. Therapy has saved my life personally. There are so many benefits of it. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. And it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. Although if you have experienced major trauma, highly recommend. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designated to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a questionnaire and you get matched with a licensed therapist, and you could switch at any time. Finding a therapist is like dating. They're not all going to work out in the first try. BetterHelp understands that. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/guys to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/guys.
That's my story.
I could find that hot. Like, that could be like a thing, you know?
Yeah, I like the way
you cheating on
that.
Me again, Greg?
Yeah. Oops.
So when you go out on dates with people, do you lay it all on the table? I know that's like a common thing. Like, people will write us in, like, I have this thing about me that is different. When do I tell people? Obviously, like, the ticks, they would hopefully notice.
So
if they're paying attention.
Yeah, well, sometimes they don't. Sometimes it's really not
honest
noticeable.
Honest to God, when we were talking to Patty's, I didn't notice.
Yeah, it's because at this point, most days, it's relatively mild, or I notice it, but other people don't. Like, it's my hands ticking a lot.
Yeah.
So I've given myself the agency to decide when and where I tell. And, like, I think for years I thought that, like, having Tourette's, being 4'6" would take me out of the dating pool.
No, people like them short, man.
I mean, I'm a fetish trifecta, let's be honest.
I was going to say, like, you got to watch out for those fetish guys.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I have to be careful for that, too. But I thought that, like, having this stuff made it so I wasn't going to be, like, dateable. Mm-hmm. And then I realized, probably in the last, like, 7 or 8 years, like, we all have something. Everyone has something.
We all have something, and we all have someone that is, like, that would love to be in our presence.
And,
like,
you know,
truly.
What's weird? On a first date, being like, here's all of my stuff. Like, I think that's weird.
It is weird.
So
I agree.
I might say it, but I also might be like, I get twitchy when I'm nervous. Or I might say nothing. Like, I let myself decide.
You go in the moment.
Yeah.
Very wise.
Yeah. It would
wise.
Be really weird if I was like, hey, I'm Pam. My dad's dead. Here are mm-hmm. my diagnoses. Like,
Now, how did you get your mental health into such a good place?
Comedy. And therapy. Sorry, let's be clear.
Well, the two working in tandem, yeah. That's a good combo.
What kind of therapy did you do? Did you ever do EDMR?
No.
Okay.
No, but I've done everything you can. I did neurocognitive biofeedback.
Okay.
Which you play video games with your mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Joe Dispenza talks about that. Did you notice any results?
Yeah.
Woo.
And to this day, when I feel Tourette's rising, I will raise my body temperature, which I can do by focusing.
Could you explain the neurocognitive feedback real
yeah,
quick?
Yeah. They put electrodes on you and you essentially do a few things. At least when I did it, you have to focus really hard on this little character. And if you stop, it stops moving.
Oh, that's so cool.
So you literally are playing video games with your mind.
Whoa.
So cool.
And then they teach you how to warm your body temperature.
It mind maps where your synapses are firing
from,
basically, right?
Yeah, it's so cool.
Right?
Yeah, it's so cool.
And what
it's
is amazing. Healing about raising your body temperature?
I don't know the science behind
okay.
it.
Okay.
I just know that when I do it, it like puts me back into my body.
Uh-huh.
And I'm able to like take a breath and regularly it'll help Tourette's cool off a little bit.
How do you do that?
Oh, okay.
I have like a focus thing that I do.
Oh,
I
like a meditate. Like
yeah.
A,
yeah.
That's wild. I know. That's really
it was
cool.
Awesome. And then I do like normal talk therapy and things like that. But at Weird Kid Boarding School, I should stop calling it that. I love this school. I love that place so much.
Well, like weirdo. It's a bunch of weirdo. Like weirdos,
which
I think is always
think
an endearing
they'd agree
term.
With. Like they yeah. get, their yeah. motto used to be that the students are creative, intuitive, outside of the box thinkers, and that we are square pegs in round holes.
Mm-hmm.
That was their motto. And then I made the shirts that said, put your square peg in my round hole. And I sold them to the whole student body, and they had to stop using that phrase.
Did you put your Instagram handle or your name on it? Or because you could have anonymously distributed.
It was only 38 kids.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're going to get traceable.
You're going to get caught.
It's the one barking because she knew she did something wrong.
Right, right, right.
Dead giveaway.
Do you bark when you're guilty?
It's
like Pinocchio.
Whenever it heightens emotions, I will... Make a little bark.
Oh, so you'll still bark to this day?
Well, I tell people when I'm really excited because it's the mailman, but really it's just like, like late at night.
I hope you're building a Laos pet.
I have a whole joke about it. Like I have a whole story about that they don't and they thought I got a dog.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wait, your bark is realistic then?
Yeah, except... Not a lot of people have heard it. Like guys I'm dating haven't heard it. It doesn't always happen. My best friend heard it for the first time, like in the last 3 years.
Oh,
and
wow.
And she goes, I did not expect you to be a small dog. It's like a high pitch.
Well, I was going to say higher pitch.
A high pitch. Yep. Fuck. Yeah.
Wow. And like, that's do you know, like scientifically, like for Tourette's, like where your brain pulls these sounds or how it decides on what it's going to say?
Some of it I know, some don't, but it's frontal lobe. So it's kind of similar to like Parkinson's in that like it's truly uncontrollable.
Involuntary.
And, yeah. And I compare it to like a fence in your brain.
Okay.
And so in my fence, there's a tiny piece missing. So signals seep through that I didn't mean to send.
Got it.
So, you know, if you were to make a choice right now to put your arms up, you sent a signal through the fence and your arms went up.
Yeah.
And in mine, that signal might have accidentally gone through. So I do it, but I didn't mean to send it.
Oh, I see. Huh. Wow. Interesting.
So you know all about the brain. And how have your parents been? Like, what is that relationship like? Because, you know, they can either be incredibly nurturing or not.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the gamut.
It's a good mix. So my dad died early on.
Okay.
So my mother raised me. Yeah. So for years it was a struggle because I read it as she was embarrassed by my Tourette's.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't realize till I was older that no, it actually like when people stared or pointed or laughed, it hurt her.
Yeah.
And so I just read it wrong. And but she was the one that like fought to get me into boarding school. And
yeah,
she was like my biggest cheerleader. She's great.
Oh, good.
Yeah. 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 And I have an older sister who's in finance. Mm-hmm. Like she's like partner at a big cup. She's legit. Her and I have nothing in common, but we're also super close.
Oh, yeah. That's fun. That's great. And was she like protective of you too? You're older. How much older?
4 years.
Okay.
Three and a half, four. Was she protective? We weren't really ever in the same place. But when she was in college and I was in boarding school, her sorority used to like send me gifts and things. And like, and I was so mean to them because I was insecure. I was just like 300-pound, 4'6".
Yeah, 300-pound, 4'6".
Yeah,
that's
the equivalent of 600 pounds.
That's
right.
A vision. That's a vision.
Right.
That's
a TLC, what are you sleeping on?
I know. Yeah. When I started losing a bunch,
and you're a comic, I'm like, Jesus Christ.
My mom, when I like lost a bunch, my mom was like, well, now you can no longer be on the one TV show I think you had a shot at.
Thanks, Mom. Not Savage. Late Night with Jimmy Fallon.
Savage.
Cool, Mom. Cool.
Thanks so much for listening to that clip with our interview with Pamela Schuler. If you want to hear the entire conversation, head on over to apple.co/GWF, where you can subscribe to the Luminary channel on Apple Podcast.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.